The College Experience Lon Kruger Reaction Pod on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL, promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else bet the other side. Sign up at betteredge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOR edge.com. Promo code SGP. College Experience Lon Kruger Oklahoma Reaction Pod. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and I am joined by the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, tobacco road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's going on, man? How are we doing today?
Well, I mean, a little shocking news out of Norman, Oklahoma here. I know me and you, college basketball nuts, and we got to be interested here. I mean, first off, we saw Lon Kruger's son, Kevin Kruger, former UNLV player, take the UNLV job in the past 7 days. And then shocking news today, because Kruger was kind of building Oklahoma. I know he's been there a while, but I'm saying they had a good year, and I feel like next year they were due for another good year.
But he has a program in a good spot. Definitely.
He retires. Shocking news out of Norman. I mean, do you think he ever coaches again? First off,
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, I think you said he's 68, right?
Yeah. 68 so, years young.
Yeah. So maybe he still gets itch and he still has a little bit of time. I mean, obviously he's no spring chicken, you know, he's getting up there, but there's guys coaching that are older, you know, like Boeheim or Coach K or Roy Williams or, you know, you name it. I don't know. It sounds like this might be it for him though. He had a hell of a career. He wants to go to Vegas, support his son, help with the grandkids, more power to him. But it does leave the question at where does Oklahoma turn from here? And you know, Oklahoma's a good basketball program.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you where you think it is on, like, you think it's like a top 20 job, a top 40 job.
I think it's probably top 25 job, top 20, top 25. I mean, you go back in the '80s, they went to an NCAA tournament in the '80s. They've been to several Final Fours, over the past 30 or 40 years of college basketball. So, I mean,
somewhere between like 20 and 30 or so.
Yeah. I mean, Kruger himself coached to he only coached Oklahoma for one Final Four, but he also got to a Final Four in 94 with Dimitri Hill and the Florida Gators. You remember that team? I think they lost to Duke, right?
That's right. They did.
Yeah. So interesting to see here now. So quickly on the fly here. I mean, I know we haven't had time to really digest this here, but who do you think the Sooners turn to? You think they, you know, do they try to get, I think the obvious, the elephant in the room is, do they go for a Porter Moser? Do they go for John Beilein? Right.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So I guess let's take a step back and say, you know, at Oklahoma's caliber, is that a good enough job to attract another Power Five current head coach? I'd say probably not.
I think what I've heard,
unless it's like a bottom tier team, like I don't know, like Wake Forest or Northwestern or something like that, but probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not. But I think I'm going to give you one that's interesting. Mark Turgeon. I've heard rumblings already. They haven't renewed his contract. Heard rumbling. Yeah. You know, he's a Midwest guy, played ball in Kansas, and recruits really well. Could they open up the pocketbook?
Coached at Texas A&M, right?
Yeah, A&M, played at Kansas. I've heard rumblings already that he wants to get back to the Midwest. He, you know, not Maryland's not happy with him a little bit, I think, and also perhaps he feels the same. So that was one that came to my mind.
So with those three, I would say Porter Moser, no. And I mean, not that Oklahoma wouldn't want him. I don't think he'd want the job.
Okay.
I think he can be very selective if he wants to go anywhere else. And I don't think Oklahoma's quite as good of a job as he could potentially land if he wanted to go elsewhere.
What about Beilein? I could see Beilein in Norman.
Hey, sure. I mean, if he's looking at, well, first off, how old is Beilein? He's probably he's in his 60s, I would think.
I'll figure that out right now as we talk. I mean, I looked this up not that long ago, but he is 68 as well, same age as Kruger. So I think you get 7-8 years out of I mean, we just saw Leonard Hamilton sign an extension and he's like 75. Boeheim.
Yeah, he might be 75, but he looks 45.
Yeah, well, Boeheim's 76 years old at Syracuse. So I mean, just Coach K is what? It is 73 or something, 74, something like that.
Yeah, 74, I think. So I mean, look, Beilein is a great college basketball coach. If he wants to get back into the swing of things, he can pick Oklahoma. Sounds like it'd be a pretty good fit because he would pick a Power Five conference. He would pick a good program because he will have suitors. You know, giving him a phone call. So that's not bad if he's interested. But yeah, so if you're not looking at, you know, like a former head coach like him, really the question is, do you want an assistant from a Power Five conference or do you want a head coach from more of like a mid-major school?
I think they're going to go big name head coach, but, what about, call me crazy, Kelvin Sampson at Houston?
You know what? When I was going through the teams, I thought of him too. Is that a step up for Kelvin Sampson? I mean, Houston's got, I think he's paid pretty well. Obviously Big 12 is Power Five.
He's only 65 years old. You can get 10 more years out of Kelvin Sampson probably, but I think the
question is, I think would Sampson do it?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good hire. Yeah. But I mean, Houston, he's got Houston going in a nice direction and he's coached a handful of programs now. I don't know if he's that eager to move up the ladder like a younger guy would be.
And who knows if he's in good regard, you know what I mean? With what had happened at Oklahoma, you know, I know he left for Indiana. So who knows what has happened there, but I just jotted that name down as an interesting hire there. I got a couple others, but I'm curious, should we trade off one for one here?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Cause I got a list of about five or six guys who would be interesting hires. And these are all current coaches, more of like the mid-major variety. So me or you first, what do you think?
Go fire away one.
Paul Mills, Oral Roberts.
Yeah. Right up the road.
Right. Scott Drew in the assistant. Same state. Now, Paul Mills, was an assistant under Scott Drew at Baylor for 14 years. He's from Houston. Originally, he went to school at Texas A&M. He's got Big 12 written all over him. He's only been a head coach for 4 years. But those 4 years at Oral Roberts, the first two, 11 and 21 and 11 and 20, the second two though, 17 and 14. And this year, 18 and 10. The question, I guess, is that too big of a jump?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, another Scott Drew assistant who's doing great things at North Texas, Grant McCaslin.
He's on my list as well.
Okay. Okay. 44 years old as well. Mainly did all of his coaching in the state of Texas, but I mean, obviously Oklahoma and Texas, not that far apart. Okay. I mean, you think they would jump for that? I think they would, considering Baylor's success and how they feel like they've been. I think there's a strong chance they could go with one of these two.
I think both those guys. McCasland, he has a better record overall. He's 78-51, 4 years at North Texas. So he's done a really good job there. And Oral Roberts, you know, it was more of a slow growth there. I guess North Texas is closer as far as a bigger program and a bigger conference than Oral Roberts. Both those guys are going to be interesting candidates. I just wonder if it's a little bit too big of a leap to go from someone like Oral Roberts to Oklahoma. But do you want to, you know, roll a dice with a young guy who could be there and you could really hit jackpot?
Yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So hit me with, give me a second name for you then.
Darren DeVries.
Oh,
coach of Drake.
Interesting. I like it. Not that far away. You know what? I didn't even think about that. Did not.
Yeah. I mean, once again, he's only been a head coach for 3 years, but 24-10, 20-14, 26-5. I mean, he's killing it.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hot candidate here soon if he's not already.
Yeah. I got one for you though, that I'm interested in your take on if they could outbid it. Mark Pope. Do you think Mark Pope would take that jump? Cause I know BYU's got money. So I think Mark Pope though is a really good coach. And I think, teams are coming around to that. Obviously, he grew up in Nebraska also, Mark Pope. So
is Mark Pope a Mormon?
I am not sure, but he grew up in Nebraska. He played ball for Rick Pitino in at Kentucky. And I've been a huge fan of his coaching. He was at Utah Valley, jumped over to BYU, instantly made BYU a lot better. And you think my only question is, would he leave that job financially? I would think BYU might be able to match. BYU's got a lot of money.
I asked the question, is he a Mormon? Because if he is, I have no idea. He might be, he might not be. I don't know. If he is a Mormon, then he's coaching at his, you know, the school that probably every Mormon wants to coach at. And therefore he probably wouldn't leave.
I don't believe he is.
No. Okay.
I don't believe, I could be wrong. I don't believe he is. I tried to do a quick Google on that, but,
I didn't have him on my list, but that's not a bad idea. I mean, certainly he's done well at BYU. He's done well pretty much wherever he's been. And if he wants to be Power Five, same general part of the country, you know, so that's not a bad one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, what else you got for me there?
All right. So from there, you know, it's a little bit more questionable. Like this would be funny. I don't think it's going to happen, but, Travis Ford.
Interesting. He's doing a decent job at St.
He coached at Oklahoma State for 8 years.
No, they're not going to take that though. Right. He did bad at Oklahoma State.
He made 5 tournament appearances in those 8 years. Only made it past the first round once. Like I said, that one was probably, I threw it out there thinking that it probably wouldn't happen. I just thought it would be interesting.
Let me hit you with one. Brian Dutcher, San Diego State. He's from,
he's on my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was an assistant first off for a while back at South Dakota State. He grew up in Minnesota. I know Minnesota is still a great deal away from Oklahoma, but still somewhat in the Midwest. And he only makes about $850,000 a year, which I mean, obviously is great, but I feel like Oklahoma could definitely outbid San Diego State there. What do you think about that?
I like it. Yeah. Like I said, he's on my list too. You know, obviously San Diego State's been really good last 2 years. I like his style, defensive oriented. You know, once again, he's going to be a name that's going to pop up on some candidate lists. Anybody that really does really well at a mid-major program, you know, is going to be under consideration by these big schools. So, all right. The next one for me, kind of in the same vein as Travis Forks, I don't think it's going to happen, but, Tim Jankovic, SMU's coach.
I like it. I like it. He's a good coach though. I could see that one happening more than Travis.
He had better results at Illinois State and at North Texas before he became the head coach at SMU. SMU's been pretty good.
They probably would have made the tournament if COVID not hit their team really bad this year.
Yeah.
I like that. I could see that working out. I'm going to give you one though, that I don't think people have on the radar, but he almost became the Indiana head coach, Thad Matta. He's only 53 years old, right? Now he's coached all, you know, I feel like a lot of the Midwest, you know, he was at Indiana State, Butler, Miami, Ohio, Butler again, and then Xavier and Ohio State. He almost, I read that he was very close to getting the Indiana job, and then something last second happened. I don't know if it was a health issue. I'm not sure what it was. I heard rumblings that it could be a health issue. So obviously that would be.
Yeah. What does that mean? Cause I heard the same thing. I mean, I didn't think you had to pass a physical to be a head coach.
And he's 53 years old. I don't get it.
Yeah.
That, you know what that could be though, is the alumni. That could be like Tennessee football when they almost hired someone.
Some bullshit excuse.
Yeah. They almost hired Shiano and Leach. And then last second, they just like jumped out of that thing. Perhaps, but I think that would be a great hire. I mean, I think he got a raw deal at Ohio State. I think he, I mean, he took him to the championship game,
right?
He's only 53 too. You let him get comfortable at Oklahoma, he could be there for 20 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah. True. All right. So the last guy on my list is, he's more of a long shot. I don't see this happening, cause I think he needs a step up or needs to be head coach for a little bit longer. But I had Joe Golding at Abilene Christian.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Texas guy, just beat Texas. Maybe he's looking for an upgrade, but I think the Oklahoma jump is too much. So basically, if you're Oklahoma, it is, do you go for an older guy with a big name who has potentially been out of coaching for a couple years? Like Bielan or like Thad Matta, or do you go with a younger mid-major guy who you're trying to catch, you know, lightning in a bottle? That's a question.
That is, I don't know. I think it's, I have a couple more names though. I just want to throw out.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Ryan Odom, UMBC. His dad is Dave Odom, former Wake coach. He's that UMBC program. Look, I know they only made the tournament once, but they're good every year in their conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to
think. I don't know. I just geographically, I don't think he's always been like a, you know, East Coast guy.
Well, and I feel like a huge school, but he'd probably have to land at a decent mid-major like a George Mason or something prior to that. Yeah. But also Bryce Drew. I thought Bryce Drew got a raw deal at Vanderbilt. Thought he did a great job in year one at Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
And then Mike Rhodes at VCU. Perhaps, you know, all these VCU coaches, I know Will Wade. Shock
Oklahoma's smart. Already tried that once with Capel.
That's true. That's not going to happen. That's a good point. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say the best thing they could do. Mark Pope. That's the one. I think that's the home run hired it to me. You think Dutcher, Pope, Sampson, Mata,
you know,
Turgeon, Beeline.
I don't know, man. If I was Oklahoma, especially, I mean, not throwing any shade at the guy that just left. I'm sorry, guys. I got too many names rolling around here.
Lon Kruger.
Kruger. But maybe they need a little injection of youth and energy here. I think I might roll the dice with a DeVries. Maybe DeVries or Dutcher.
I like it. Anyway, we will see. I just shocking news that Lon Kruger retired. Great coach. We wish him the best on his retirement. And we will stay tuned. I'm sure we might even get an episode when they announce who they hire. But college basketball year round at the College Experience. Make sure you subscribe. We talk college basketball and college football year round. Me, NC Nick, Patty C. Make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. We're doing it for 4 years. So please make sure you subscribe. We got you covered even for the FCS football season. We just released the schedule. We just released an episode with the covering the Week 7 games on the schedule, as well as Sweet 16 action. So check out all that stuff on the College Experience. Way over 500 on our picks, picking every game, and also way over 500 on our locks. We give all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check it out daily. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. If you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. If you do, take a screenshot of that thing, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that now, huh? I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Give me a follow as well. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give us all a follow, and make sure you follow Patty C at Patty C 831 and the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at DSGP Network. Follow all of them, follow away, and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, for the most up-to-date way to get gambling advice or just talk college football, college basketball, whatever the sport, really. You want to talk about the bobsledding going on in Jamaica, like Cool Running style. I'm sure we got you covered somehow down there. Check out the Slack channel, though. All right, this is the College Experience, Lon Kruger retirement reaction. You better start thinking about your